You are now at the final stop of the tour. Face the pond at the far end of the parking lot. The Gambrel Mill will be on your right, and on your left will be the Gambrel Mill Loop Trail. General Gordon's attack on the Thomas Farm coincided with the final attack at the junction. Recognizing the strong Union defensive position on the Thomas Farm, Gordon sent two runners back to the Worthington House to request additional troops. Realizing that he lacked sufficient time for the arrival of additional troops, Terry was ordered to attack the Union right flank. At roughly 4:30 p.m., part of Terry's brigade moved swiftly along the river and attacked the exposed Union right flank. This occurred as a Union detachment at the junction began their retreat across the railroad bridge. Wallace ordered a general retreat as the Union right flank was being exploited by the Confederates. The order reached the Union right flank by the river and was passed along the battle line to the left. As Union forces broke contact with the Confederates, they retreated over the area that you are currently standing. It was every man for himself as they made their way about 11 miles east to Monrovia. The Confederates pursued the retreating Union soldiers for about 2 miles before they broke off the pursuit and returned to the battlefield. Confederate Private George Nichols stated that, "It was said that it was raw troops that we were fighting, but I never saw old soldiers shoot better." Misinformation was the biggest problem encountered by the Confederates. Every commander engaged falsely assumed that he was fighting 100 daysmen and delegated his resources accordingly. Confederate Brigadier General Zebulon York stated that this was the fiercest and bloodiest that my command has ever engaged in, considering the numbers. Confederate Major General John Gordon stated that the Battle of Monocacy was one of the severest ever fought by my troops. About one-third of my command was killed or wounded. Gordon had 698 casualties during his attack, which lasted approximately 1.5 hours. The 3rd Division 6th Corps had approximately 1,075 casualties throughout the day. In all, the Union force lost 1,294 men, and the Confederates lost approximately 900. There were 2 Medal of Honors issued. Lieutenant George E. Davis was presented the medal for his actions at the junction. His citation reads, "While in command of a small force, held the approaches of 2 bridges against repeated assaults of superior numbers, thereby materially delaying Early's advance on Washington." The second soldier to receive the medal was Corporal Alexander Scott, who was on the Thomas Farm. His citation reads, "Under very heavy fire of the enemy, saved the national flag of his regiment from capture." With the Union force defeated, the road to Washington lay open. However, the delay at Monocacy cost the Confederates Washington, D.C. The delay allowed enough time for Union reinforcements to reach the capital from Petersburg, Virginia. Lieutenant General Ulysses S. Grant wrote that, "General Wallace contributed on this occasion, by the defeat of the troops under him, a greater benefit to the cause than often falls to the lot of commanders of an equal force to render by means of victory." Today, the Battle of Monocacy is known as the Battle that Saved Washington.